United CEO not aware employees disapproved of cutting ties with NRA. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 22, 2019. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz said during a shareholders' meeting on Wednesday that he was not aware a poll had shown the airline's employees overwhelmingly disapproved of cutting ties with the National Rifle Association, NRA. United was one of over a dozen companies that severed relationships with the NRA within 2 weeks of the February 14, 2018, high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. That shooting had involved a gun that was legally purchased via a background check then illegally used in gun-free Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Leftists emerged after the shooting blaming the NRA for it. United ended its relationship with the NRA's 5 million members. During the Wednesday meeting, National Center for Public Policy Research's NCPPR, David Almasi confronted Munoz, asking how he could make such a decision when an Incorporated.com poll showed the airline's employees opposed cutting ties by a margin of 4-1. Munoz said he was not aware of a poll showing employees disliked the decision. Almasi added, "First, when you take a political action on behalf of the company, maybe you should actually check with the employees first. And can you explain why you didn't run this decision by the board of directors before you made it, if you did not?" During United's May 2018 shareholders meeting, NCPPR's Justin Danhoff confronted Munoz over cutting ties with the NRA. Danhoff said, "I suppose you are ignoring the fact that the NRA had nothing to do with what happened in Parkland and that the perpetrator had zero affiliation with the NRA. But, hey, congratulations on your virtue signaling. What exactly did investors get out of that? The company is willfully giving up money. That's an odd choice for an airline company in a hyper-competitive industry." Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett explained that corporations that make in-the-moment political decisions are subject to the fickle nature of politics and are constantly reacting to events rather than standing on consistent principles. "Can you tell us, your investors, how it makes sound business sense to alienate millions of potential customers who support the Second Amendment? And explain why you have this right while Warren Buffett has this wrong." Munoz responded by saying his decision wasn't political. But Danhoff countered Munoz's response while speaking to press after the meeting, "United fell in line with the liberal mob. Of course its decision was political. He refused to address how this decision might affect United's business. That should concern the company's investors. That's a leadership failure of epic proportions."